Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim and assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of iRibe English Radio. Well, welcome to another episode of the program Viewpoints with me, Atta, the host of this program. Sheikh Rouhani and Sheikh Noor Muhammad are the guest speakers for today's discussion. Sheikh Rouhani, assalamu alaikum to you.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
And Sheikh Noor Muhammad, assalamu alaikum, brother.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome, brother. All right, we are in the holy month of Ramadan, another Ramadan approached. So what to do to have a better Ramadan this year or to have a different Ramadan this year? Sheikh Noor Muhammad, let's start with you, brother. We are in the holy month of Ramadan, another Ramadan approached, and we must benefit from the chances and the opportunities that are given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala this month. But the major question is that what to do if you want to have a different Ramadan this year?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Maybe one of the best ways in order to have the much better month of Ramadan is to be away from committing any error or sins, which we call it in Islamic terminology at-taqwa. Mm-hmm. And according to the verse of Noble Quran, we have the same concept with regard to the month of Ramadan. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu kutiba alaykum as-siyam kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqoon.
All right.
It has been ordered for you, it has been commanded on you to fast in the month of Ramadan, as it has been written on the generations before you, in order to be God-wary. You know, to be God-wary is one of the philosophy of fasting.
All right.
Okay. And I think if you want to experience much better month of Ramadan is to try to be away from some kind of materialistic tendencies.
Automatically, this will happen in the month of Ramadan. The people might not eat, they might not drink, okay? They might control their tongue, eyes, ears, okay?
You're right, but I want to say that if you want to experience much better...
A better one, that's
spirituality,
right.
Okay. ...is to try to get ready to be away from some kind of, you know, materialistic tendencies. Like, approaches. For example, to be away from lust.
Okay.
Lustful, for example, looks, which is unfortunately...
Luxury.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
It is one of the problems of the of human being, I think, globally speaking, especially by these social media.
You pointed out to a nice point, Sheikh Rouhani. This is really nice that, and Sheikh Noor Muhammad. When you search Ramadan on the YouTube, the first thing that comes is about this banquet of Ramadan.
Yes.
With, I mean, luxurious tables full of food. How, for example, in the Tower of Khalifa, for example, in Dubai, you can be invited to a Ramadan iftar.
This is not
food is over there.
Exactly. Yeah. This is not festival for eating.
Okay.
Rather, it is a banquet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Diyafatullah.
Yes, that's right.
Inshallah.
So one difference, as you say, is to be away from the luxurious iftars, isn't it?
Exactly.
Or the breakfast, you know, during
not
Christmas.
Only for fasting. I want to say for all Islamic worships, like for example, if you want to enjoy more from your prayer, from your namaz, from your salat, you should try to be away from committing much sins.
Okay,
you know, in that case, you enjoy it more.
Good, very good. Okay, I'll back to more differences from your tongue, Sheikh. But Sheikh Rouhani, what about you, brother? What to do to have a different Ramadan this year?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I have some pieces of advice to your audience. One thing that can make our Ramadan, this Ramadan, different from the previous Ramadans, I think is this, that deepen your Quranic or Quran connection. If you deepen your Quran connection, it needs actually tadabbur or reflection on the ayat of the Holy Quran. I mean, instead of rushing through the Quran, take time to reflect on its meanings. Use tafsirs, exegesis, or a Quran translation to understand the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This will bring a kind of change in your new Ramadan.
Yes.
You can, the other thing that you can do is this, that focus on your self-improvement. For example, work on a bad habit. I mean, identify one negative habit like, for example, gossiping or wasting of time, for example, and actively work to replace it with a good one. And develop patience and gratitude, you know, use, for example, fasting as an opportunity to practice patience and gratitude.
This is very important because usually we can say the blood sugar is low and the people lose their patience, especially in the afternoon when they get closer to the iftar time. Okay, this is a nice practice for us.
Yeah.
Okay,
and all the other things that you can do is this, that is strengthen family and community ties. Family iftar nights, for example, you can host.
The simple ones, of course.
Yeah, the
isn't
simple
it?
Ones,
That's right.
yeah.
Okay.
And community services, reconnect with relatives sometimes, for example.
Salatul Arham.
Yeah,
right.
That is really, really important. And of course, you can revive the spirit of actually giving, for example, daily charity challenge. You can experience this kind of, or feed the fastings, for example, or share knowledge with the others in this holy month of Ramadan. Sometimes, for example, when it comes to the relatives, we know that some people sometimes may cut their ties with some of the relatives.
All right.
It's very, very recommended that you can make use of this holy month of Ramadan and try to contact
them,
connect with them, call them, invite them.
All right.
This is very much recommended in Islam, that we should never cut tie with our relatives. This is a golden opportunity, the holy month
so
of Ramadan.
So pick up the phone, asking your relatives to
You can say, because of the holy month of Ramadan, I want to start the new kind of communication or contact with you. That will be really recommended. You will gain lots of rewards in this holy month of Ramadan.
That's good.
And the holy month of Ramadan naturally is a very good excuse for you. You can start this time by the excuse of the holy month of Ramadan. It's very beautiful, very nice. And it will have very good and the other point that I can mention here is that when you host an iftar or your family's relatives, for example, try to talk about the holy month of Ramadan, about the fasting, philosophy of fasting,
and instead of politics, sports, or something like that, change it to a spiritual concept.
Talk about this holy month, talk about the blessings, the rewards of this holy month, the nature of this holy month, to help your relatives to develop their, let's say, characteristics, to improve themselves, you know? These are some pieces of advice that I can give to, humbly give to your audience. Of course, the focus on your health and well-being, it's also a very good opportunity, the holy month of Ramadan, that try to have healthy eating, try to exercise lightly, for example, try to focus on your mental health in this holy month of Ramadan.
I got back to you, Sheikh Rouhani, for more.
IRIB English Radio. Please follow our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir.
Sheikh Nur Muhammad, so as we said, the holy month of Ramadan is the best chance to be in the community. I mean, nowadays people are very much tired of being present in the community or being in congregation. For instance, Ramadan is a good chance in order to establish congregations, in order to be in the community again. I mean, to this majalis in the masajid, in the mosques, isn't it? Before and after iftar, one of them is, for example, reading out the Holy Quran in groups, collective reading of the Holy Quran. All in all, as we said, the holy month of Ramadan, as also Sheikh Rouhani puts it, is the best chance in order to recommunicate with the people that we cut ties with, isn't it?
Very important point that you mentioned.
In order to help them, in order
Exactly. Unfortunately, it's kind of a so-called Western culture, that kind of isolation or privatization. I just want to enjoy my personal life. I do not want to go to the for example, gathering with other people. Of course, I don't want to generalize it, but to some extent it exists. But I think the holy month of Ramadan is a good opportunity for us, first of all, to give, to pay more attention, first of all, to our family.
All right.
Very important point. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, some families, they have been broken.
Yes.
We have kind of, sometimes we have divorce, sometimes we have family disasters, because of different point, different reasons. The holy month of Ramadan is best opportunity to focus on your family. Again,
okay,
it's very important because especially in this modern life, family is a best unit for having serenity.
All right.
To have the serenity, to have the kind of
calmness and tranquility.
Okay. Is, and even spirituality.
All right.
If you want to experience spirituality, go to your family. It's very important. Mm-hmm. And then going to the congregations.
Yes.
You know, visiting. Because in Islam, we have Ziyaratul Ikhwan. Uh-huh. Numerous ahadith and narrations from Noble Prophet Muhammad and his pure progeny about the Ziyaratul Ikhwan. Mm-hmm. Go and visit your brothers and sisters in faith.
All right.
Very important. Unfortunately, after this coronavirus, we have some kind of limitation.
Yes.
And but nowadays, alhamdulillah, you can go visit your brothers and sisters in faith.
And as we can say, talking about the subjects that are related to your spiritual perfection rather than worldly one.
Exactly.
Nowadays, you know, the world of the majalis is mostly about the politics, you know, sports, or I don't know, this incident and that incident. But we can talk, for example, to an ustaz of akhlaq, for example, isn't
it? You're
right. Or a tutor, a spiritual tutor, to talk about it.
Exactly. This is one of the shortcomings of some of our gatherings. Mm-hmm. But we can be still influential on our gatherings. We can try to lead our gathering to the spirituality, to remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and so on and so forth. I think the holy month of Ramadan is best opportunity to try to think more, to reflect more, and find out our shortcoming and try to recover our shortcomings.
Sheikh Rouhani, shall we encourage the people to be away from the cell phones during Ramadan? Both before and after iftar, okay?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, it depends that how you, do you make use of the phone, Because there are lots of beautiful, let's say, softwares, apps for the holy month of Ramadan.
The religious ones.
Yeah, religious ones. They have really beautiful, for example, adhkar, du'as, prayers, rituals of the holy month of Ramadan that you can
listening to your recitations of the Quran on your cell phone,
reciting the Quran, studying, for example, sometimes the tafasir, the ahadith of the holy month of Ramadan, the seerah of the Ahlul Bayt in the holy month of Ramadan, you know, or sometimes, for example, you listen to beautiful speeches, meaningful lectures on the holy month of Ramadan. It depends that how do you make time to spend with your mobile?
Yes.
Of course, if you make use of those things that strengthen your connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of course, we never tell you that you should leave aside, for example, your mobile. But of course, if it makes you busy with those things that are not appropriate for the holy month of Ramadan, of course, in that case, it's better not to be that much in contact with your mobile or your devices. Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much, Sheikh Rouhani and Sheikh Nur Muhammad, for a nice elaboration regarding this topic. It was very kind of you. And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Viewpoints. Please, for more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Till another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
IRIB English Radio. Please follow our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir.
I know that you could easily take away everything you've given me, and I try to remember not to take anything for granted, 'cause I know that one day suddenly this will all come to an end. So my last wish is for you to be pleased.